This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Hello. Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Friday. Good vibes and variety. We've got it all at Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tickets to the Disneyland Resort. How about that?
Okay.
Feeling that. Feels pretty good. This is the last day of this. For now. We always, we are Disney Central.
It's our thing.
Don't worry. It'll come back. But this, we've been doing this all week. All last week, too. So this is this Friday. Just keep it here all day. You want these tickets. It's your chance right now to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Text the word Jack, J-A-C-K, to our contest line 20357, and you will be qualified for those tickets. Plus, you'll be in the running for the grand prize vacation. 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. Text Jack, J-A-C-K, to 20357. And that's it. You'll be entered to win. This hour's code word is Jack. Remember, don't text it to our regular text number. Text it to 20357. And then be checking your phone. See if you win.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to get these tickets. Why shouldn't it be you? You love Disney. Come on. Let's do this thing. We were just talking about March Madness, so I thought I'd throw this in. Jelly Roll, Chris Stapleton, and Pitbull are headlining the March Madness Music Festival.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
It's happening. It sounds like it is at the end of this. How
Somebody
long?
Somebody dusted Pitbull off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was he that dusty?
Is he still doing shows? Does he still make music?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if he still makes music, but he's, he's like, hey, definitely did you see on the Fair Circuit?
Okay.
And,
I Fair wouldn't Circuit,
know.
Really?
Corporate events
my goodness.
And stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
The corporate, all right. The corporate payroll, I hear, is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have seen him.
You've seen Pitbull.
I have seen Pitbull.
How is a Pitbull bull show?
It's on a great show.
Yeah.
Mm. Probably not as
Who
good.
Who likes him the most?
Jelly
Roll. What's his demo? Like, who's watching Pitbull?
It was actually women in their 20s or 30s, I think.
Yeah. Is that so?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't tell you a single Pitbull song. I think, didn't he do one with J-Lo? Not that
There's
long
one
ago?
About that hot drink, right? What's the shot? Flaming flame. Flame the...
Oh.
Flamer drink. Flame...
Talk about a fireball?
Fireball!
Oh.
That's it!
Oh.
You got it. He's got a song, Fireball.
Oh.
Yeah, Fireball.
Yeah, what's like the biggest, like what song would I know him from? You get a point for that.
I just self-high-fived, by
that
the
was
way.
Really good. It was very effective. I think that, did Maddie get 2 points earlier for landing on the exact?
Absolutely not.
Okay, great. We'll take those away, but you get one for now. You get one for that one.
So the top 10, let's see. I Know You Want Me. That is number
one.
One. Give me everything. But he's.
You have to sing it to me, right?
Yeah, no, I don't feel like.
Okay, well, anyway, here we go. This is a thing that's happening.
Let's talk about Jelly Roll.
It's set well. I mean, it's Jelly Roll. Chris Stapleton's one I'd want to see. Although I was reading some reviews, somebody was saying that the most. It was something like the story was the most. the concerts I was most excited to go to that were the most boring, or like some BuzzFeed thing or something. And Chris Stapleton was like number one on everybody's list.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, well, I would be so psyched to see him. He's amazing, but he does just stand there and sings the songs.
What I've seen of him, he did look like he was in some kind of witness protection program. Like he had a hat and
pulled down low,
and a big
collar
duster,
up,
long
yep.
coat.
Yep.
I thought, what? Dude, what are you? Mm. There's like this much skin showing on you. What are you doing? But his voice is amazing.
Close your eyes and listen to his voice.
I do feel like I read a lot about different artists, and many guitarists will say, well, I screw up all my songs live because I jump around like an idiot.
Mm.
That's why you know.
When you're recording them, you're sitting a lot of times
right.
and just like trying real hard to get it perfect. But when you're performing them on stage, you're all like, it's like that. There were like isolated Courtney Love guitar.
Yeah.
And she's just holding a guitar and sort of beating
Clanging
on it.
Away at it.
Right.
Yeah.
There's very little.
But that's even a vocalist will. Eventually, once they've matured to a certain point, we'll say, I have to really, this note's hard to get.
Yeah, I'm going to calm down for a sec and I'm going to work myself up to it. Here we go. And the note. And right. So it's important to, I'm not sure why. Well, look, if you're Chris Stapleton and you're just going to stand there anyway, then you're all set. You're mm-hmm. going to get all the notes. But if you're running around, if you're Jelly Roll, you're getting all out of breath.
Got donkey.
We're running around. I'm just trying to make sure everybody knows that I'm so happy to see them. And I'm going to jelly roll over here and jelly roll over there. What's up, donkey? Oh, but he's getting in better shape, which is good news. He's doing a 5K, another 5K, and he's got a Strava group, right? Isn't that his? I don't really know about these Strava groups, but he's got some kind of like a group you can join, beginners and experienced runners, and everyone can participate.
Are the shows related to March Madness at specific venues, or will they just be TV presentations?
Here's what this is. Jelly Roll, Chris Stapleton, and Pitbull are headlining the NCAA March Madness Music Festival. It is happening. It's a 3-day event in San Antonio, Texas.
Okay.
I don't know if this means that they're going to play all together, or if they, each one of them is headlining one night. And if you're going to be in San Antonio, I suggest from April 4th to the 6th, I suggest that you look this up and see how to get tickets for it, etc. But this is apparently something that gets done right after March Madness. If March Madness starts this week, this coming week.
It's during Final Four.
It is.
Yeah,
oh,
so that's Final Four. Final Four
road,
is
then.
In San Antonio.
It's April 4th to the 6th, which would be at least 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's about 2 weeks from March.
Maybe
Madness.
Even a little bit more than that.
One of the reasons this event, if you're not familiar with March Madness, is cool is because it's one and done. You lose, you're out. And so that first weekend just savages the field.
Right.
Like they go
so
from...
Do they start with 64 or 32?
Yep, 64.
Oh, they haven't upped the number yet?
No, they have a couple plans.
Yeah, they're going to up that number eventually.
Yeah,
it's just the way it's going. That's like football's going to 18 games per season instead of 60. Like, it's just the way it is. Too much money to be made. All right.
Let's add some more weekends in here. Anyway, so other performers. So this is the NCAA March Madness Music Festival. It's a 3-day event in San Antonio, Texas from April 4th to the 6th. Other performers include... Benson Boone's going to be there. That Doechii, and T-Pain, Brothers Osborne. So if you want to, I found the story on Billboard magazine online, but Jelly Roll, Chris Stapleton, and Pitbull headlining some kind of March Madness music festival, which sounds fun. You know, festivals, they're fun. Unless they're Fyre Festival, then they're just Instagrammable. You could go viral at Firefest too, though. I bet you that's why some people will buy tickets. They'll be like, it's worth $1,400 for my Instagram. Beyonce is having trouble selling some Cowboy Carter tour tickets. Some sources are saying high ticket prices, plus she just did that Formation tour. Or sorry, the Renaissance tour, which was like maybe 2 years ago. So people are like, I just shelled out to see Taylor. I don't have any money left. Weeks after tickets went on sale for Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour, there are some sold out shows, but not many. And this is supposed to be like her big tour. Some experts say it's the high ticket prices and the fact that she was just on tour. Tickets range from $93 to $1,200, and fans aren't happy about that either. One of them say, she's a scammer, just like Ticketmaster. You know, I would never blame an artist for the price of tickets is so out of control, and it is a proven fact that Ticketmaster and other resellers are the problem, and all these hidden fees and all the BS that comes along with it. If I'm an artist and I'm like, okay, well, as long as I get some money out of this, I guess we'll do it. I don't know what they can do to even the bands that have tried. Like, remember Pearl Jam tried to do like a pre-registered ticket.
They
that
fought
was only
Ticketmaster as best they could and lost.
They just could not do it.
Jane would be a person who could speak to this way better than me. And I'm actually just asking the question, but at the time when Beyonce launched that Cowboy Carter, everyone was like, oh, she's a carpetbagger for country music. And she's just what no one really talked about is, and I don't know how you'd classify her normal music or her previous albums, R&B, smooth R&B, rap, hip hop. I don't know.
Kind of a mix.
But either way, what we haven't talked about is how those fans feel about her going country. Mm. Like if you've been following her for 20 years and you're into that kind of music, whatever that is, how would you feel if now you're going to go and you're going to hear an hour of countrified music, countrified Beyonce? You might be like...
And it's called the Cowboy Carter Tour.
I'm not
it's
going
not
to that.
It's called Beyonce with songs from all her eras.
Yeah, it might be... that might be the backlash.
I mean, they probably do have some... They do say that's a possible factor, is that there are people who are just like, I don't like that album all that much. I'll go see her when she's got an album that I'm like, oh my God, I got to see that.
Yeah, that's could be it.
It didn't go over well with country fans. In fact, she was completely, I don't even think she was nominated for stuff at the Country Music Awards.
Nope.
Although she won the Grammy for Best Country Music Album. So they were like, we love you. Don't worry. We got you. Whatever you do, we're down with it. Mm. And there are people who are just diehard Beyonce fans, but she is not, it's not selling like they hoped. Of course, I suppose anytime you go on any tour, you are hopeful that it will sell. And you're thinking, oh, look what Taylor did. I'm just like, Taylor, what? Turns out, ain't a whole lot of Taylors around. And Beyonce, I would say, is maybe, it's not the same kind of music, but she's about as close as you get size-wise. Like, Beyonce's huge. Here's another story. It makes me hope that the Oasis tour doesn't go well, or this is going to be very
boring.
Don't
say that. I like Oasis. That's not nice.
Oasis are going to release a film on the upcoming reunion tour. So there's a guy who directed Peaky Blinders. I know Peaky Blinders, I've heard of it, but I'm not a fan. I know you're a fan. You can feel free. Go ahead.
No, it's one of the best shows on TV.
Yeah, I've tried like 20 times.
I didn't love it either.
I got friends who are like, you gotta watch it. I'm like, I don't gotta.
No.
There's so many other things. It did not grab me. And I love stuff set. You know what it was? It was like, they were all gangstery. I didn't like any of them. Like, yeah. You guys seem like a bunch of messy people. You're too messy. So anyway, whoever directed the Peaky Blinders, Stephen Knight, he's going to produce this project. So they're going on tour with Oasis. They're set to release an accompanying film for their highly anticipated upcoming reunion tour. This was announced yesterday. They're talking about who's directing it. I guess that doesn't really matter. There's no release date set. My guess is it would have to be after they complete the tour, which is why I'm saying I hope they have a big meltdown so we can see what happened. You know, if nothing happens, if it just goes splendidly, what will this thing be about? Oh, look, two brothers got older and needed money.
Or you like their music and
okay.
You know, you got to see them live one last time before they, you know, call it quits.
Anyway, I'll let you know if I see a release date. I assume it's after the tour happens.
I actually saw a funny interaction between, it's Liam, right?
There's,
crazy singer.
Is Liam the singer?
I think okay, Liam's
sure.
The crazy singer. He was talking on X to fans, and they were making the announcement of who was playing with Oasis on this tour, and he was upset because the band lineup had leaked.
Oh.
And so they were saying, you know, he was going back and forth and he was saying, here's the lineup to these, to the people. And he says this, and he says, and this guy will be on base, and this guy. And someone wrote, yeah, but who's singing? And his reply, me, you lunatic. you can just see him at home being like, oh, these things.
Oh, why do I do it?
Every time.
Yeah.
Online life. It's just right. So fun.
Well, these two are pretty fun online anyway. So there, it'll be fun to watch all that. Yeah. So sue me. I'm hoping for a fight. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I kind of just found this story and really like it. Okay. It is, hold on. People are sharing the weirdest things their partners does at home, and they're pretty fun.
Okay.
After these.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
A feather like a feather, yeah. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Everything we talk about on the show goes right up there on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. Oh. Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it, check out our full show podcast on the free Odyssey app today.
Odyssey.
Okay. Rain can possible and continuing until midday or so. There's still a ton of snowfall in Tahoe, which is
good news.
Really great news. And I've seen, if you follow Johnny Mosley, which I do, he's got videos of him just making turns through the thickest powder. It's beautiful. Really good stuff. So for all of you people who are getting up to go skiing and snowboarding in the next couple weeks,
have fun.
You are stoked.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
It's what's miserable here is glorious there. Mm-hmm. It looks nasty out there right now.
The St. Patrick's Day Parade should be dry and tomorrow in downtown San Francisco. So if you're coming in for it, it should be dry.
Yeah, tomorrow actually looks okay.
And if you're coming in to do something else, make sure you know you've got a clean path around that.
Avoid that area.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say it was 2nd Street all the way down to City Hall?
Yep.
Okay. Stay away. Find some other way.
I thought this was kind of fun, and I don't know if there are people out there that have contributions to it, but there's enough here that good for a smile at the very least.
Okay.
Couples are sharing the weirdest things their partner does at home, and here are a few of them. So this one is pretty basic. My partner secretly freaks out whenever I'm cooking and the stove is set any higher than medium low. If I walk away for more than 1 second, he turns it down but doesn't say anything and then leaves. So she's always comes back to the food going,
why isn't this cooking?
He touched my stuff but didn't say anything and has...
It's terrible.
Well,
that's paranoia. She's probably burnt some stuff. Yeah. I got to say, a lot of times that's because something bad happened.
I grew up an Oreo kid.
Mm-hmm.
I ate Oreos. I didn't realize that it was my mom who had the Oreo thing and that she kept them in the house for herself. And I just got lucky to be her kid so I could eat Oreos too. I never did this though. She eats Oreos by taking a tall glass and filling it about 3/4 full of cookies. Then she fills the glass with milk. Then she waits 5 minutes and stirs it into a slurry and eats it like soup. Which is, you are going after the soft version of an Oreo. You don't want the crunch, you want the soft. So I kind of think that's pretty genius.
Are you going to try that?
No, but I don't really get to have 3/4 glass filled with
cookies. If you're going to do that, why don't we just put 10 cookies in a blender with a little bit of milk and a couple scoops of vanilla ice cream? Let's go all in. That does sound really good. I'll make those for dessert tomorrow. Ooh, that'll be fun.
I have always marveled at the watching a girlfriend or partner get ready and just the amount of things, steps that go into this, including the... And I wrote a song about it as a guy in a band, the towel on the head and the robe and then the lotion all over the body. And there's a lot of steps that go into being a hot lady, I guess.
Yeah. There's a lot of self-care in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had an ex that would wait until the last minute to shower and get ready, but refused to use a towel to speed up the process. She'd slather herself in baby oil while still wet and wait for both of them to air dry before she would start her hair and makeup.
Oh,
I haven't seen quite that one, but I have heard the oil on the wet body.
You're supposed to lock in the moisture or something?
Something like that, yes.
And
you can't argue when you feel a lady's skin and you go, it's unbelievable.
Right, it's like silk.
I wish I could just dive into the skin.
Right.
So smooth and soft.
Yeah, I don't have skin like that.
He wanted to put all the cutlery straight into a drawer without any dividers between the knives, forks, and spoons. Just put them all in there like a mess.
That's ridiculous.
No, that's actually, putting them up.
Because you need a fork.
This fork is shorter than that fork.
Yeah, there are two different kinds of forks that came in the set. You got to separate those out.
You got a divider at your house?
I do, but I have a very small drawer so that all the spoon sizes are in the same one.
There
all the fork sizes are in the same one. So, yeah.
Well, you'll live. That's at least slightly divided. It's just, how would you know if you were out of forks, if you were just having to scrabble around? Like, that sounds... my teeth are itching thinking about all the utensils in one drawer.
Why?
How easy
would that be?
And if I did not have room for dividers in the drawer, I would get one of those divider caddies and just have them on my counter. I would never mix them together. That just, it's the chaos involved in that. I would see that all
Lighten
the time.
Up, Sarah.
I'm like white knuckles over here, like, no, it can't. They must be separated.
I actually wrestle with sometimes, not all the time, but I'll have that like, because I am the dish guy.
Yeah. Lucky.
And I'll look down into the thing where I'm going to put them away and I'll see crumbs and things in the dividers. And like, I really should have, before I got to putting stuff away, I should have pulled that out and dusted that off or whatever. And that can go on for a week before I finally go, okay, enough. I got it before I get it pulled out of there.
I always wonder, like, I'm only putting clean things in there. How do they get like that? But luckily,
How
I don't
do
have
they
to worry.
Get like
I don't
that?
Know, but they're not that way long at our house. John is mental about that. Mm-hmm. That in particular.
Oh, that. The
yes.
Crumbs
it's
in
funny
the-
because I was like, I don't think we really do anything at the house. It was like funny enough to report to Reddit. But actually, John has a little vacuum that he uses just for that. It's this little, he gets in there and vacuums out those little trays. Yeah. Right?
Well, everybody has, anyone who deals with the dishes, you will look into that little divider and go, how did you get crumbs? And it's like somebody ate their sandwich over the top
Rice.
Of this thing.
Maybe that's it. People will like have something in their hand and then they open it up to grab a utensil and then it goes, the rubble gets in there.
Rubble.
I bet
rubble.
This guy doesn't even know he's doing it, but I think it's funny. After washing the dishes, he goes to the bathroom and washes his hands. There's soap in the kitchen too. But he leaves the kitchen and washes his hands in
Maybe
the bathroom.
Maybe he likes the smell of the soap that's
in
there.
Who knows what it is, but I'm sure he's just doing it because this is what I do. And why are you bothering to stare at me? Leave me be.
You know, dishwashing liquid can be hard on you. Maybe he's like, I want my moisturizing soap or something. Or maybe he's got like a hand lotion that he likes to
put on.
Or
he's OCD. Just
That's where he needs to be to wash his hands. Yeah. Maybe.
I don't know. I think that's kind of fun, though.
Very fun. That's it. I like that. I like stuff like that. I love hearing weird things other people do because it makes you feel more like another weird part of the world. Like, I just love that everyone's got their little idiosyncrasies and we've all got our strange behaviors or things that we think might be strange and it turns out everyone does them, or things we think everyone does and it turns out you're the only one.
I like this one because I do think we all go through that moment where you're like, that's only two bites. Do I save that? Do I take the two bites or do I throw it away?
You mean at a restaurant?
No, this is at your house. She leaves small amounts of food in their in containers instead of just finishing them. So if it's cereal or chips or milk or whatever, it's infuriating. Putting up with it for 18 years. It's not worth fighting over. I know that if I really want something to eat, I can expect to have a serving's worth of food.
In 20 out of 20 different containers.
I totally do that.
You do? You save like a bite?
I've got in my fridge right now probably 6 containers of little parts of dinner.
Right.
I just didn't finish.
Everybody goes through that moment. Do I save this? I can't throw this out. I'll probably want it. I should save that.
Yeah, the joke at our house is, box it up so we can throw it away later.
Yeah.
Because no one's ever going to open
that.
But
then you put it all together into a pan and make, put a little tomato sauce and you have a little goulash.
Oh, goulash. Yeah. A gula goulash.
That's what I call it.
I like it. You know, sometimes you are like, I'm really glad I saved that because it's coming in handy. Most times, though, it's like, ugh, that's gross. It's been in there for 2 weeks. Throw that away. Maybe throw away the Tupperware that it's in, too, because,
this is a story about partners reporting on the lunatic they live with.
Okay.
She doesn't close cabinets or lids.
What?
She'll leave out a jar of anything. Jelly, peanut butter.
And she'll leave a cabinet open, too?
If she gives the lid a quarter turn, I'm lucky, and then she calls it a day.
Oh.
I think that's kind of funny. And these are things that you go, okay. They've been living all these years like this.
Yeah.
This is how it is.
And maybe you've even said something, but the behavior persists. And so you have to decide, am I going to pick this fight or not?
I wonder if John wrote this.
Oh, let's hear it.
He of course, is
My husband, John. What do I do at my house?
He sets tons of alarms, none of which actually wakes him up. The stories used to tell about what you were doing in the house when you and John shared a bed were reason enough to never get married or even partner up at all, she would have 10 alarms. How many?
Close to that.
Okay.
But the final one, the thing is, I learned in the end that what you have to do is you can have one alarm. You just have to get out of bed to turn it off. And for me, it's been the only way. But I feel like I get better sleep than I would be getting now because my sleep sucks now. By having it be at 3 o'clock in the morning, there's an alarm across me, then I get out of bed. And now, because I didn't wake up and go back to sleep 50 freaking times, I'm like, oh God, please let me get back to sleep. You know, reaching over and slapping off a snooze thing. I feel like I actually get better. I'm just up. That's it. I go. And I'm not, unfortunately for John, I didn't start doing this until I moved out of his room.
Right. She used to say, actually, I don't really wake up till John starts hitting me. Yeah. And then I
John
get
will
out of
start
bed.
Kicking me.
I would be like, oh my God, why hasn't he moved to another? He should have moved to another room.
Why? How could he do that? Then no one would be going to work.
Wow.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, my partner brings his own bedding on vacation with him.
Oh, that is weird. I don't know who does that.
Yeah, that is
strange.
Weird.
It's like, you think the hotel doesn't have sheets? That's weird.
Big weirdo.
No one's asking you to carry it. Just leave me alone.
Okay, I will.
Thank you. What's coming up?
Nothing's coming up. We're going to play
time.
Games.
Let's
game
do
time
this.
Time for a game. We're going to play a little game over here.
It's Friday.
Let's get my little pad Friday. Of paper where I keep the track of all the things. It is Friday. Got to get down on Friday. Really? Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
I'm really upset with you.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, why? Because it's stuck in your head?
Yeah, because you insisted on it.
Don't worry about it. Well, listen, that's a big part of the fabric of our show.
You're really upset? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
You can have that dumb earworm.
Listen, that's the best advice you can give someone who's really upset. Be like, don't worry about that.
Yeah, but when I'm walking down the hall singing it and walking
and
by people.
And everyone else is like, yeah, Friday. Woo, you got it, baby.
All right, today is Pi Day.
All right, Pi Day.
That is.
314.
Don't ask me what the next number in the pi sequence is.
We're having a quiz on pi, but not P-I, P-I-E pi.
Oh, P-I-E pi.
Hey, can I say something real quick? I just want to say a lot of people wrote in about Beyonce and the fact that some of her shows are not selling like they normally would, and I speculated that maybe it's the country album versus, and there are people saying, No, she's great. She does a... Listen, it was just me speculating. I don't know why her show's not selling.
We don't know, but they aren't selling. So we're just, you know, talking about possibilities.
Yeah, I don't have any inside information about Beyonce.
Me either.
Okay, back to you.
Pi. P-I-E pi, not P-I day, which is what it is.
We'll start with Sarah.
I'm ready.
What is the main ingredient in a traditional pecan pie filling besides pecans? Honey? Corn syrup or molasses?
Oh, geez. I was just going to say sugar. I guess I'll go corn syrup.
Molasses.
Sarah with the win. Corn syrup.
Well, we make it at my house, so I sort of had an edge on that one. Sorry.
In what country, Vincent, did the meat pie originate as a popular dish? France, England, or Australia?
England, mate.
Meat pie, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was probably England, but I'm going to go France.
You are wrong. Vinny is correct.
All right.
It is England. Jolly old England.
They do like gross things. Things that should be delicious. Let's put some meat in that.
Sarah, what's the difference between a cobbler and a pie? A cobbler has a biscuit or batter topping instead of a full pastry crust. A cobbler always has a bottom crust while a pie does not. Or a cobbler is made with puff pastry crust.
The first one.
The third one.
Sarah is correct. The first one. Cobbler has biscuit or batter topping instead of a full pastry crust.
And that crumbles on there. Crumbly.
Vinny Vincenzo, what type of crust is typically used in a French tarte tatine? Tarte tatine.
Oh.
I'm sure I butchered that. Sorry. A graham cracker crust, shortbread crust, or a puff pastry?
Graham cracker crust.
I'll say puff pastry.
Puff pastry. Puff pastry is correct.
Mm. Mm.
All right.
This is a hard quiz.
Which U.S. state is known for its famous cherry pies?
Oh.
particularly Travis City? Is it Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, or Warrant?
Warrant?
Just kidding. Cherry pie? No.
Oh, well, I get it. I know. I understand.
Yeah, band.
Wisconsin, cherry Michigan, pie, or Pennsylvania?
I think your first one.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
I was going to say that too. I'll say Michigan.
Michigan is correct.
Oh, woo.
I like cherry. I didn't know guessing. I liked cherry pie, and then I had it and went, oh, I like this.
Some there's something tart. Good cherry like pie is
tart,
good.
Tart, sweet thing is good
and
stuff.
Have too much like compote-y sauce on it, though. It has to be like perfect. And you got to have that woven crust on the top, you know, where they weave the... That's important. It makes it taste better.
Does it?
Yeah. Basket weave.
All right, I got two more of these. What type of pie is made with a filling of eggs, butter, and brown sugar, often associated with Canada? A chess pie, a butter tart pie, or a shoe fly pie?
Jesus. Say the ingredients in there again.
Eggs, butter, and brown sugar.
So just eggs, butter, and brown sugar, mm-hmm. and that's the whole interior of it? They didn't add mm-hmm. any? That's it. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
So it's chess pie, butter tart pie, or shoe fly pie.
I'll say butter tart pie.
Shoe fly.
It is butter tart pie, but little note, shoe fly pie is the state pie of West Virginia.
Oh, for crying out loud.
He stuck.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, my gosh. It's in a sealed container.
Oh, my gosh. Well, all right, last one here.
Would make anyone worry.
Sorry. I did not mean to scare you guys. I did not mean to. I'm sorry if I scared you in your car.
There are people driving down the road right now going, Jesus.
Listen, I've had some real like liquid disasters in radio stations before, so I'm always very scared when something falls over.
At least it wasn't a candle. Finally, roll call back. What is the name of a pie that has a top crust only, often used for savory fillings like chicken or beef? Is it shepherd's pie, pot pie, or hand pie? Hand pie.
Is it to me?
Yes, it is.
Pot pie.
I think pot pie as well.
You are both correct. It is pot pie, but I do believe...
Sarah
did something great today, and she wiped the floor.
I won the pie contest.
Sarah won a game of trivia. I guess she wiped the floor with you.
Goodbye. Today's the last day for those Disneyland tickets and the big grand prize giveaway that we've got going on as well. There's another chance coming up at 12:05, and then four times during Jane's show on the fives at 3, 4, 5, and 6. Have a wonderful weekend. Happy Friday, and we'll catch you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.